As a large symphony orchestra, we rarely perform works for smaller orchestra. You know, we have the Rockford Symphony is a big orchestra. The Coronado Theater is a big theater. And I think it's really important for the orchestra and for the audience to sometimes go back to, I would call it the roots, what makes symphonic music so great. So we will have one of the most beloved symphony of Mozart, his G minor symphony, number 40. And we'll have Haydn, a trumpet concerto. And I think we haven't had a trumpet soloist here for a very long time. So I think it would be nice to bring these early classics to the hall. Audience always love it. And alongside with it, as I always like to put some kind of a twist in the program, we're playing a piece by George Ligeti called Romanian Concerto. And if you know the Romanian folk dances by Bartok, this is a very similar kind of a very dancey, folky piece with dance rhythms from that area of the world, but always with a twist of contemporary music. They're really fun and funky. That's going to be a really fun discovery for the audience. And for me, I've never performed it. So that will be a really fantastic program. So, you know, in the first concert, Symphonic Dances, we will have, I mean, just the first violin is 12 players. Second violins is 10 players. Here it's going to be maybe 8 first violins. So it's a reduced strings. We're not going to have 6 basses, maybe 3 or 4. And it's mainly done to counter the amount of brass we have. So we don't have trombones in this concert. We don't have percussion, really, besides the Ligeti. And even in Mozart, there's no timpani. There's timpani in the Haydn. And even the wind section is small. And the Mozart's only one flute. You know, normally like, we have 3 flutes. And when you have a lot of wind and brass, you have to counter that with a lot more strings. Mm-hmm. But the classical side of the orchestra, I mean, don't forget, at that time, they didn't play in places like the Coronado, it would be in the palace. So it was felt more intimate. So we want to also create a more intimate kind of atmosphere for these masterworks. We have Paul Marcello, who is an incredible virtuoso trumpet player. He's the principal trumpet of the Montreal Symphony. I studied in Montreal, and I used to go a lot to hear the Montreal Symphony. He was always my hero there, because his sound is amazing and really flawless technique. It's going to be a lot of fun having him here in Rockford to play that Haydn trumpet concerto.